Good Morning Revival's first single, Keep Your Hands Off My Girl, shows Good Charlotte's new, leaner sound, a return to their punk rock roots. The band waited a year before releasing their fourth album.
We're going to be reintroduced to the world, and it's a new band, and it's a new thing, and it's fresh and it's different, but we needed to be away for a minute and like let people take a breather and take a break and like get ready to hear something new.
Good Charlotte jumped into the top 10 list in 2002 with Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, a single from their second LP, an angry song mocking the media and poking fun at rap music's obsession with crime. But Joel Madden, who founded the band with his twin brother Benji, says they can't go on being angry young men forever.
When we were really introduced to the world, it was with The Young and the Hopeless, which was our second record. And it was kind of angsty, really catchy. And I think people, when they hear something, they only want to hear that again. But recycling your sound is dangerous, you know. You can't get stuck in a sound or you're just going to be done.
Anthem, another chart topper from The Young and Hopeless, won the 2003 MTV Audience Award and helped launch the band's world tour, which took them to Asia and Latin America, where fans surprised band members with their enthusiasm.
It blows your mind every time when you're playing when you're playing Chile and they're singing louder than you are and it's perfect English. It's awesome. It really shows like music is a universal language and music is really, it's not necessarily Good Charlotte, but it's music. It's like kids share something together and kids become friends all over the world with each other on our websites, and it's cool. It's just music, man.
Despite the occasional friction that comes from working with his twin brother, Joel says the group works in harmony.
Man, we fight a lot, but we're best friends. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we do everything together. We have all of our biggest dreams are together. And even if we're fighting, we got to go on stage and put on a show and, like, get along somehow. So we've learned, even when we fight, we love each other. It's not a big deal. We're best friends.
Good Charlotte's new album is titled Good Morning Revival, marking the start of a new direction.
It definitely describes, it brings the songs together, kind of ties them all together, but it kind of describes where we're at in our career. It's like a kind of a new place for us. We've grown up a lot, and it's a new start as far as the music and everything about it is just very fresh.
I'm Larry London, VOA News.